America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Albert Breer discussing how good this quarterback class is. I almost think we need like a whiteboard in here, and we just need to start tallying like good class, bad
good class.
Bad.
I like that. By the way, I don't think that's as much of an insult to this year's class as maybe a lot of people would perceive it to be, considering that Caleb Williams is off to a pretty good, maybe not a great, but a pretty good start, all things considered.
Pretty good.
Jaden Daniels is off to an electric start, and Drake May, over the previous couple weeks, has the Patriots believe in they have their franchise guy for years to come. Not only is he throwing the ball, he is running the ball at an extremely high rate and very, very well. Like I just think it was a really good class last year.
Yeah, well, but I think that's the I think it's just important that whatever you do at quarterback, the appropriate level of expectations. For instance, like, If you're expecting this year's class to be that level, well, I think Albert just told you that's not the case. That doesn't mean there aren't going to be intriguing quarterbacks. It just means that I almost think the variance might be harder to decipher who the best quarterback's going to be. You know what I mean? Like when it's like three maybes and there's not like three absolute top five picks, I think it gets harder to pick the less obvious when there's like two or three relatively obvious guys like there were with Caleb, Jaden, and Drake May was the guy we didn't know how high he was going to go. I'm going to restrict verdict until I get a full year out of him.
Okay, I feel like Don Draper, though, and that's what the money's for. You know, like that's what you get paid. You get paid to find out which guys are the best and which guys you can take and make into something.
Yeah, but if you're already if you're already on the fence about Barry and Stefanski, and I tell you, hey, a lot of these guys might turn out to be, a lot of these guys are very, very dangerous to draft that high because you might just end up with Bo Nix as the first pick off the board, I think that's going to scare. I think it's going to harsh the mellow of some Browns fans from getting excited about drafting a quarterback.
I feel like, I don't know, I felt like Albert was kind of hitting it on the head with two teams that he mentioned and how it kind of feels like this is what the Browns are going to be doing. Because I don't think the Browns are going to be a three-win team next year with this core, and they're just going to say, we just got a tank and we got to try to get a high draft pick to go ahead and get the actual quarterback we want the following year. I think there's too many good pieces on this team. I think it's going to be incredibly hard to pull that off. I think they're going to be what Denver's currently doing. You mentioned Bo Nix. I think they're Denver and Minnesota. I think Albert had it dead on, where you're almost splitting the baby of sorts, where you're like, all right, we're taking this quarterback. We hope he can be something. Well, we're going to practice with them. We're going to work it out. We'll see if it goes. In the meanwhile, we're also going to take this other quarterback that at one point was perceived to maybe have something, and then we'll see what happens, and we'll just, I mean, it sucks because it's not a great plan, but we'll just see whichever one wins out and go from there.
I think it is going to be a column A and column B. The problem is both columns get coaches fired all the time.
Oh, for sure.
This is really about reach for a rookie quarterback or veteran reclamation, young veteran, because I would be surprised if there's like a Kirk Cousins, which I think people have picked out of thin air. The Falcons are winning.
I picked it out of thin air.
Oh, wait. I thought it was somebody else. I thought I was taking a friendly shot.
No, that was me.
I love the idea.
Thank you.
I think it's totally. Or the Matt Stafford thing, which I just don't know, like, if Stafford's truly going to be available or if that was just because the Rams looked bad 2 weeks ago, you know, before they won a couple games.
Yeah, yeah.
So, like, I don't know. Like, and I'll be honest with you. I think I, depending on who is here, I think I know of the young veterans out there. Like, we've heard Trey Lance. We've heard Zach Wilson. We've heard Justin Fields. I think I kind of, as soon as I saw the name, I was
don't
like,
tell me.
I think this is going to be the guy.
Daniel Jones?
No.
Oh, thank goodness.
Different Jones.
You had me. Mac Jones?
Yeah. Yep. That's a better, that, by the way, Mac Jones has had more success in the NFL than Trey Lance. And,
but Trey Lance has played like 12 games in his life. Like, who are we kidding?
He's had more success in the field than Justin Fields has. He's won more games. Actually,
Excuse me?
No, he's actually had a winning season. Mac Jones had a winning season.
No, I was talking about Trey Lance there. I'm like, Trey Lance has played in like 12 total games in his life.
He's played
in four NFL games. Mac Jones is, I don't think you're wrong. Mac Jones is the type of quarterback that if we're going to do this, and we're going to do this split the baby type thing, mm-hmm. and we're going to try to do what Minnesota's doing and do what Denver's doing, that's exactly the type of name you're talking about. Yeah. Yeah, it's exactly the type of name you're talking about. Somebody that you're like, you look at it and you're like, well, New England didn't know what they were doing. Yep. Bill Belichick has never been able to, he had Tom Brady and was great with Tom Brady. Name me the quarterback that's thrived with Bill Belichick outside of that, and for enough people they'd be like, well, he had one, that's all he needs. Okay, he wasn't coaching a new quarterback every single year when for 20 years he had Tom Brady as his answer. He had to ignore that position, the developmental side of that position, for 20 years when Tom Brady was there.
There's not going to be a bidding war for services, so it's like Baker. Oh, well, because the perception is he never got a chance in Jacksonville. The perception is he failed, quote-unquote, in Jacksonville. So that's not going to be a huge market for his services. I don't know if it's going to work out. I think he fits the old offense relatively well.
I looked at it like a failure in Jacksonville. I just looked at it like they had Trevor Lawrence in his way, and it is what it is.
The NFL's a perception thing. Why didn't he get a chance over Trevor? No?
No.
Am I reaching a little bit? It's okay if I'm reaching a little bit.
That's fine. I just think it's Trevor Lawrence and everyone understood the situation. But what's nice about that is that he went away for a year, right? He disappeared out of people's minds for a year. And I think that's a good thing if you're trying to sell him on the idea that maybe there is something there. I'm not going to say he made a Pro Bowl and that's all that matters, because that doesn't matter in the slightest bit. But
there will be people who say that, though.
You know there will. And then, in fact, he made a Pro Bowl. Beating out Josh Allen is the last piece to being the Pro Bowl selection, by the way, if memory serves me correct, and I know that it does.
So, because everyone's going to sell it. The 67% completion percentage in 2021, 3,800 yards, 22 touchdowns, 13 INTs. And that is going to be the thing that sells you. Now, I don't know.
Mixed with the quarterback, though. We have to get this on the same side of things.
Plus with a young quarterback.
Yeah. So the young quarterback can be the piece that you're like, if everything goes right, then we're Jaden Daniels and we're offering up Super Bowl aspirations, and we're not just kicking you in the stomach and telling you that you're going to face a bad season and that's what you had to sign up for. Like, that's. And by the way, Mac Jones is not going to be very expensive either.
No, that which is the whole appeal. And the appeal to him is, hey, 2 years ago with Joe Flacco, this team was in the playoffs.
Oh, and there's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The appeal, too, is you got a legitimate chance to go ahead and win the job.
Yeah. Yeah, like, out of the gate. Because you're not going up against Jaden Daniels. Exactly.
Be the better quarterback, and you got
Are you mock draft watching yet?
No, not yet. I feel like we had a couple conversations this week, and I kind of want to start to be mock drafting. You do the mock draft way more than I do. You used to do a bunch of mock drafts.
I haven't forever because, well, in draft season, I'll do the mock draft simulators for the picks that you have.
To be fair, when I met you and you were doing all these, the Browns were going through the worst stretch of football.
That's true.
We also talked mock drafts around 2 months ago.
Yeah, that's true. And I will say, little low blow there by Albert. It hasn't been mock draft season in November for about 5 years now. I wasn't mad.
That was really funny.
You laughed.
I courtesy laughed.
He laughed
so hard.
Yeah.
What was I going to do? You left him hanging out to dry.
I know, sold him.
He laughed like he was, he basically was Dave Chappelle.
It was Friday up there. Night at the Chuckle Hut. That's
exactly
what it was.
And I had to courtesy laugh. I couldn't leave him out there. There's nothing worse than making a joke or a perceived joke on one of these hits, and the other people on the line do not laugh at all. So that was a mending of the relationship laugh.
I always get the, oh, he stopped talking.
Oh.
Yeah. Meaning like they were unprepared because I'm like a snake charmer.
Yeah.
Like I lulled that with my beautiful voice and my just long diatribes. And then they're like, oh, yeah, we got to start talking again.
When in reality, they were just kind of shuffling around and they didn't know who was going to say the next question.
Yep. And they were doing you can hear the communication of this. Is so Nick. but here's the thing, because I think what we're pointing to, by the way, I'm not mock draft watching either. I looked on Cleveland.com earlier today, and the first thing that popped up was a mock draft, which, by the way, was going to make fans happy because apparently the buzzy name right now is Cam Ward. And I saw the mock draft, and I audibly went, ugh.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I like Cam Ward.
It's not. So I want to be clear. It's not about Cam Ward. It's more about my perception of the quarterback class. Because I've just heard Albert say it. We had Mark Ross yesterday. I just have heard so many people talk down about what this quarterback class is that it's absolutely harshing my mellow.
Well, give it a couple months and people will be talking up about the class and you know how this goes.
Yeah, but that's what concerns me is I think we should be listening now. Like,
there's still a lot of football left to be played.
To me, the thing, if we want to talk about winning next year, if you get it right, I'm not saying this is getting it right, but the Mac Jones route, you win a lot more games that way. Like the veteran who might have a ceiling on it, but who has done something before, you might be able to salvage the Sam Darnold, the Baker Mayfield. That turns into something a lot more often than reaching for a rookie quarterback. I just think of all the great sins that we have in football, reaching and projecting. Because if Daniel Jones was a second round pick, one, he never would have gotten $160 million. Two, you would look at that one season that he had was good and just move on. Okay. You'd feel good about it. But because he was the sixth pick, all of a sudden it is, man, there's franchise expectations.
Yeah, Mac Jones, though, is not going to be the guy that wins you a Super Bowl. And so if you're at Mac Jones level and the guy that you draft turns out to maybe not be the greatest or maybe has an injury or something like you're seeing in Minnesota there where J.J. McCarthy's just kind of hanging out and we don't know what that is ever going to materialize into, it's not a good spot to be in.
No. That's
a disastrous spot
to
be in.
So I think that's my biggest concern right now, and this was kind of at the heart. You and I had a just dust-up. Probably the best dust-up we've had. When I say like the heightened level, both our nostrils were flaring.
I was very angry.
We were angry at each other, which to that level.
We get angry. I was very angry.
This was very angry. At the crux of it was this idea of you're going to go from Baker Mayfield to Deshaun Watson, and you might not even clear the bar and get back to Baker Mayfield level of quarterback, even if you go young veteran and a quarterback in this class.
Yeah.
So you might be going to, I'm trying to search for, who's the 18th, Teddy Bridgewater on any given year? Like, I mean, who's like the atypical 18th, 19th quarterback? Because people will say Baker. All right, so let's go. Who's the 24th best quarterback? Who's the guy that, okay, Baker's above this guy, Jared Goff is above this guy, because that's who I think that's, I think, a very likely scenario to come out of, even if you find...
Which is a bad place to be, by the way.
Oh, it's the worst place to be. It gets people fired more so then you've had like three quarterbacks.
But if you're Stefanski and you're Barry, you got another bite at the apple. Do you see how this works? Like, if you're Stefanski and you're Barry, you're extending off the idea that I got to see what my young quarterback can do. You entrusted me to be this offensive genius. Let me have a chance to actually be that.
Yeah, that's exactly what they're going to do, and it's exactly going to land you where the Saints were. Like, I know you hated.
Yeah, because the Saints went with a quarterback that was way more proven than anyone we're talking about.
Yeah, Jameis, and then Derek Carr.
Derek Carr, yeah. Derek Carr was the big problem in this scenario.
Both Jameis and Derek Carr were more proven than Mac Jones or insert quarterback.
Right, but they just can't flush themselves with Derek Carr right now. That's a real crux of the problem with the Saints.
I think an aging, decrepit roster that's not capable of carrying Derek Carr.
That's not what the Browns are trying to do. And in our discussions, that's not what they're trying to attempt to do at all.
I think the Browns contract. I think
we just discussed is Denver. It is Minnesota.
Yeah, but the problem is those rosters have gone through a retool around other quarterbacks. So there's a lot more youth at like the dominant positions. All of your core players, sans JOK, are 30-ish, older than 30. Like, people don't want to say this, and like, you know, Miles is what, 29? Like, I'm not trying to be this guy.
I made the case about the offensive line before the season got underway. Everyone was 30 years old.
Wyatt's going to be 30. He's the young pup of most of their guys. Like, I'm not trying to do this.
So do we have the wrong core? Is that what you're saying?
No.
Do we have to get rid of the core?
This is, I don't know. I don't think so. But you have to supplement your core. Well, no. You needed to spend the last 2 or 3 years supplementing your core, and you haven't done it.
Yeah.
To this point, DeJuan might be a guy. MJ might be a guy. They're going to say they are guys. Well, we like them. Yeah, you drafted him. No, duh. You like them.
Sure.
But I think that's the concern. I think every scenario this year's the Denver pain year, which means they've spent the first 2 years of Sean Payton getting young at a lot of spots and shedding a lot of fat and shedding a lot of older players.
Right, they were willing to say, Jerry Jeudy, go to the Browns.
Yeah, well, and obviously Russ and taking the gigantic cap hit. Like, Denver's a little different than Minnesota, but Minnesota spent 3 years. Remember, the first couple years with Kirk there, he had a great defense. And then the last couple years, they'd been rebuilding that defense and drafting here and getting young receivers, adding Jordan Addison.
You're right about it.
You haven't had that to do it. So that's why all of a sudden just this idea of, Sam Darnold, yeah, that's a great thing to say, but it doesn't mean you're in the same situation as them. And that's my fear. The aging, decrepit roster is my fear.
Yeah.
And
did you see how many roads we can go down where it all ends up with the young quarterback you have to hit has to hit?
216-474-0092.
That's the only plan.
Which do you think? I keep going.
Talking yourself out of the tease?
No, I keep thinking about what question I'm going to ask.
You pump fake to tease.
Like three times. Every time I started to say something, I started to like dry heave. Are you mock draft watching? And when we come back, we'll continue to lower the bar for the Browns quarterbacks again on 92.3 The Fan.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.